The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Time for Am I Wrong? Erica joins us today. Hello, Erica.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah. Erica, who are you arguing with? Who do you think you may be right and they may be wrong?
All right. So I have a problem with my husband, JT.
Of course. Always the husband.
Yeah, always the husband, right?
What's JT's problem? How's he bugging you today?
All right. Well, so he came home yesterday with these fake pumpkins from the hardware store. And
I'm sorry, he came back with fake pumpkins?
Fake pumpkins.
Okay, so
from the hardware store. And I know it sounds weird. So, you know, he's like, look what I got. And I'm like, what are those? He said, you know, they're these reusable pumpkins. I don't know if you've ever seen them, but they're these reusable pumpkins, and you can carve them, but they're not real.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Okay. So I'm like, well, what are these for? Because every year, since we've been married, we go to the pumpkin patch, and we get pumpkins, and we carve them, and then we roast the seeds and the whole thing.
Right.
You know? So he said, you know, now every year we can just pull them out, and we don't have to carve them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, why are you being so lazy?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, hang on. What's your, you said his name's JT.
His name's JT.
All right, let's call up Lazy JT and see what's going on. Here we go.
Okay.
Hello?
JT.
Yes.
Hey, dude, what's up? How are you?
I'm doing good. Who's this?
JT, my name's Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan. We host the Big 8 Morning Mass on 95.1 WAPE.
Hey, JT.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah. Hi. Oh, also, your wife, Erica, is with us today.
Hi.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
I wish I were, dude. I wish I were.
Okay, what's going on?
Yeah.
What's going on?
She told us that you no longer want to go to the pumpkin patch and buy pumpkins. You just bought the fake ones?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. She said you're too lazy to carve pumpkins or something.
You said I'm too lazy to carve pumpkins?
Yeah. You're ruining Halloween, basically, is what you're doing.
Oh, my God.
Why did you buy fake pumpkins, JT? What happened?
The fake pumpkins, first off, I got these. I found them. I thought it was a great deal. I got, like, six of them.
Okay? Yeah.
Okay.
And I just thought that it was the most brilliant idea. You can actually carve them, and they look real.
Right.
Right? And so I'm thinking, this is great. I don't have to deal with, taking out the guts of these things.
Yeah.
I can just, we can carve them up. You can, you throw them in the closet for next year, and you throw them out, and it's great, right?
But I love the seeds and the pumpkin and the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like an experience and a tradition for your family.
The seeds are a part of it all.
Okay, here's the deal. I love that experience with you guys. But, you know, it's 3 hours that I'm actually doing work. I'm actually the one that's having the experience.
Right.
You guys are just kind of watching.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. All right. So hang on 1 second, you two. Kelly, checking in from Mandarin. Good morning, Kelly. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. What do you want to say about pumpkins, real or these fake ones? Which one's more suitable?
Well, I don't want to throw a wet blanket on it, but I think JT's looking at it from a young parent, young kids, a lot of work. But, you know, I've been there. My kids are now, my oldest is 25. She's getting married. And if someone had told me back then, this will be the last time she thinks it's cool to carve a pumpkin, or this is the last time she'll be small enough to ride on your shoulders, I would have done all those things a lot longer and one more time. And I think he needs to look at it from a memories perspective and not the short-term attitude of it's just a lot of work.
Aww.
Because that's not what it's about.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
It's not sad.
No, I mean, it's like, happy, but also sad.
Yeah. I mean, it's true.
Hey, all right. So carve the damn pumpkins is what you're saying.
Carve them. Make the memories.
Yeah, that's a great point. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
Nice.
We really appreciate it. Sarah from downtown. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great, Sarah. What's your take? What do you want to say?
I prefer regular pumpkins. I love the experience of carving them and pulling out all the guts.
Yeah.
Me too.
And it's fun to like take him and chase your sister around the house with him and stuff too. And like, you know, creep out the kids. That's always like the guts are part of the whole experience.
Yeah, 100%.
And then you do get the seeds and things like that.
So I make spaghetti squash year round. It's like the same idea. You scoop out the seeds. It's
yeah,
the same thing.
Spaghetti squash, pumpkin, same thing. Same thing. Tiffany from the West Side. Thanks for playing along, Megan. What do you want to say, Tiffany?
Shut up, Mark.
I think the tradition of pumpkin carving is important for children, even if it is hard work and messy and gross. I think it's important.
Yeah.
My kids, here's the thing. My kids don't do the hard work, though. They'll draw the face on the pumpkin, and then I don't give them a knife and say, carve it out. And I don't let them carve off the top either.
Well, no, but all the goo inside and stuff and getting all messy, that's important. They should get messy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like going to the actual pumpkin patch to pick it out, it's like a whole day of it.
Yeah. Yesterday
That's
we went
the
to the
best experience.
We went to the pumpkin patch yesterday. My son picked this ginormous pumpkin that he wanted.
Yeah.
And then he changed his mind.
Because it was too heavy?
No, he just wanted a different ginormous pumpkin.
Oh.
And then I made a comment about like the first one being really sad, so then he got really upset and he switched him back. And then in the end, I just got both because I didn't want to deal with it anymore.
Oh, my God. So Why would you do that to yourself?
I can't have some kid. It was really my fault for saying that.
Yeah, I know.
That pumpkin's going to be sad. And then, like, I thought he was really torn up by it.
Oh.
And I was like, great, now I got to get these two ginormous
Way
pumpkins.
To go.
And guess who's going to have to carve and clean those B words? Hey, Jody, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Mark and Megan. This is Jody.
Hi, Jody.
Hi.
What do you want to say about the real pumpkins versus the fake pumpkins?
I think it's not the question about real or fake. It's about who is carving. She likes carved pumpkin. We all like it. But she should contribute equally while carving. You know, she can't expect her husband to do everything and have the tradition going on. She should contribute by carving and, you know, getting that group out and taking care of the tradition if she wants to.
Are you married, Jody?
It doesn't matter. It's not about pumpkin. It's about who is doing all the labor.
Right, I know. And in my house, I'm guessing you're not married because in my house, I do all the pumpkin labor.
Is it?
My wife takes all the pictures. I scoop all the goop.
It's only one time a year, though. It's not like you're doing it like every week or something.
I'm not complaining. This other guy's complaining.
I know. That's what I'm saying to him.
They can make it a family event, and then everybody can sit down and carve together. There's nothing wrong in it.
No,
you can't have your cake and eat it too.
Right, but you can have your pumpkin pie and scrape it. Yeah. Hey, thanks so much for calling. And the seeds. I bring the seeds because we have so many seeds. I bring some in here, Megan.
Yeah, they're good.
I'm going to bring some in.
You roast them, right?
Yeah, we're going to roast them up. We'll put a little salt on them. I'll bring some in.
It's
delicious. Little healthy treat.
Yeah, so good.
Let's see. When are we carving our pumpkins? I guess we're going to carve them sometime this week, so maybe I'll bring them in Monday.
Okay, great.
All right.
This works out for all of us.
All right, great. See, look at that. My kids get pumpkins. Megan gets pumpkin seeds.
There we go.
Yeah, I get some kind of, you know, moisturizer. I think it moisturizes my hands.
It does.
Well, look, JT, some very strong feelings about your laziness and trying to weasel your way out of your husbandly and fatherly duty of carving pumpkins every year. They're basically just saying, you know, suck it up, dude, and, you know, scrape that crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Exactly.
They got to realize the efficiency. I'm just trying to be efficient here in my pumpkin carving experience. So, you know, look, I mean, yeah, I bet you half these people don't even have kids anyway. You know what I mean? But, I mean, that's fine. I respect it. I mean, I'm not trying to weasel my way out. I love my kids. I love Erica.
Well, that's good.
But you don't love pumpkins.
Right.
You know what? I just don't like the pumpkin guts in my hand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like having to wash.
I kind of like that. Is that weird?
What?
I kind of like that.
All right, Megan will come over to your house and scoop out your guts.
Yeah, I like it.
Right. There you go. You scoop out the guts, and then we're golden. I'll go back to real pumpkin.
Yeah, all right, good. Okay. All right, I hope you kept the receipt for all those fake ones you bought. Hang on one second, you two. It's the Big A Morning Mass. We'll be right back. I learned something new about my co-host today.
Yeah, right?
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.